I'll call the special public safety and corrections meeting to order at 9:52 a.m. for the sheriff's office.
Well, I guess we're not going to cover that topic.
You want me to call someone?
We could.
Want me to call the sheriff?
Can someone explain what the crash data proposal is?
I think Jim is out of town. You want to call John, the undersheriff.
Do you remember the crash data? That was that contract. Yeah. I'm trying to pull up the information.
$4,400 for the Bosch toolkit, $1,500 annual license for the crash data software.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. So, yeah, that one could probably be taken care of. That one was considered essentially a sole source. And we, as you know, we do have procedures for the department to request that and say it is a sole source purchasing. Tim and I review it and agree or disagree. In this case, certainly agree. But it does have an annual maintenance. So looking to award that.
And they did send that out to us.
Okay.
Yeah, there was an email.
Okay. So sole source, so nobody else offers this service, basically.
Correct. This one seems to be an integration with our current systems. There's the undersheriff. So I can answer it, and he can provide undersheriff. We're on the crash data, and I'm just providing. We have a motion in a second. I'm just providing some information on the contract. But my understanding, undersheriff, is
yes, please.
We did declare it sole source, and there might be other companies that provide a similar, but because of our technology and the fact that we, the systems that we use, to use a different one would be more costly. We might have to change our equipment. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, exactly.
Is the microphone on? The microphone? Is it green?
There you go. You're good. Green is go.
My apologies, everyone. Sorry I'm late. Yeah, you're exactly right. Certain systems have proprietary rights to that, and to go out and get another system would probably be less cost effective.
Yeah, we'd probably have to purchase new equipment and the whole thing.
And did we use Crash before, or is this a new?
It's a new, I'm having trouble hearing out of this ear. I'm sorry. It's something new. Vehicles after 2010 started to have their event data recorders. So it's almost like a black box. So pre-event, a few seconds pre-event, the event, it can tell things like stopping distance, how abruptly a vehicle stopped, how fast it was going. So our crash reconstructionists use that. They download the boxes now, and they can get a pretty accurate description of what happened during crash, and even post-crash in some instances.
Okay.
I think this was in the budget.
Yes.
Correct. Yeah.
I think Jack said it, but I don't think we have a motion in a second.
Oh, I'll second.
Yeah. Is that a motion?
Yes.
Okay. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
All right. We have a motion in a second. Is there any more discussion? All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carries. And number two, the memorandum of agreement.
Yes. So some of you may be aware on June 2nd, the Justice Department came out with a list, and it listed 15 county sheriff's offices that it had deemed sanctuary entities. And the leverage there, they leverage funding, federal funding. If they deem you're a sanctuary county or a sanctuary agency, the list was quickly retracted. There were some errors on it. But just, you know, to head off any problems in the future, ICE has what they call a 287G program. And there's three different models, and you can kind of pick your model to suit your agency. So we thought there are hundreds of participating agencies across the country. And our thought process there is if we become involved and we sign an MOU with the models that we choose, It becomes exponentially more difficult for them to term our agency or our county as a sanctuary, quote unquote, sanctuary county. So basically what these programs that we chose to be involved in, one on the jail and one on the road, it gives us very limited authority, and we wouldn't go past what our current policy is now, but it gives us some limited authority to cooperate with ICE in the event we have somebody in the jail. And right now, the only people, if they're deemed a removable alien and they're in our jail, it's because they're already there under criminal charges. So we're not going to go out and actively enforce, but in the event somebody does end up in the jail, is criminally charged and is also removable, it expedites the process for us, and it eliminates potentially embarrassing situations that like happened in Tompkins County.
And Yates was on that as well. And yes, the county administrator was calling. They never passed a resolution or anything like that. They just ended up on that list from DHS and or DOG, one of the two. And I think it was DHS. And they spent all of one day between the sheriff and the county administrator trying to answer press questions about why and how and the whole thing.
And the benefit is it gives us very limited authority to act under ICE, but it also gives us a direct contact. We're assigned a program manager, so we can kind of cut out the middleman with the paperwork and the processing. And again, it avoids those types of potentially embarrassing situations.
I'd make a question on that.
There was training listed that they would be doing. Will that be beneficial for other reasons?
Yeah, I mean, training is always beneficial, but it kind of gives them more of a outline, you know, what it's involved in. Some of the detainers are civil actions, and some of them are more formal. For example, in our jail, an ICE officer can sign a detainer, but it's a civil action. So when they want us to detain somebody, we ask for a detainer warrant signed by a federal judge. And then we will go ahead and detain them. So we kind of always try to err on the side of caution and go the proper route.
I apologize for interrupting.
Oh, Scott made a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any other discussion? Go ahead, Carol.
Yeah, I just wondered how many, under the training and assignments, how many people will be trained and how long is the training?
The training is online. I think one is 1 week and one is a few hours, if I remember correctly. So I think what we'll try to do is train 4 people in each program so that way if somebody's off or on pass day or on vacation, somebody can step up.
Joe?
Has there been ICE presence in Steuben County?
Not that I'm aware of.
No, none yet.
Yeah, I mean, nobody has reached out to us.
Okay.
And they generally don't unless they anticipate a problem.
Thank you.
It's a conversation that we've had with the county attorney's office. Certainly, you know, they'd more likely be in touch with undersheriff, with the sheriff, with the sheriff's office. But there have been counties, not necessarily close to here, but Tompkins being one, where they've come into county facilities. So we always say, you know, if they do walk in, first call is to the law department, you know, just to make sure that everything is, to the undersheriff's point, that we handle everything in order.
Okay.
All right. We have a motion and a second. Is there any other question? If not, all in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Tim.
Good morning.
Morning,
looking
sir.
To enter into a contract with Motorola Solutions in the amount of $510,000. This is going to be funded through the FY24 State Interoperable Communications Grant. This is for a conventional fill site at the Canastillo Village, the old Canastillo Village Hall at the police department there. We find that the way that Canastillo sits within our system, they're kind of in a dead zone from our Call Hill Tower and our Meeks Hill Tower. It's just very difficult to fill that area in there. So we've partnered with the village, identified a location, and Motorola has given us the price for that fill site.
Yeah, and apologies for the Leighton has talked to the chair about this. This is something obviously Tim and crew have been working on for these grant funds. It normally would come next month, the month after, but a big corporation like Motorola with quarterly deadlines gave about $110,000 discount if we signed by the end of the quarter, which is the end of this month.
Yep.
So we figured probably worth, you know, bringing in short notice.
Definitely.
I'll move it.
All right. Second. We have a motion and a second. Mr. Thu has a question.
Yeah. Do we have like a time frame in terms of when they would do work? And
not yet. First, this is the first step, is accepting the proposal, and then we'll have a contract design review, and then we'll have basically a timeline for work. But this is a fairly simple install. It's basically rack and stack is what we call it. The equipment ordering and getting the equipment, and it'll probably be the longest part of the project.
Right. And so this would basically cut out a lot of those dead zones between like Howard, Canisteo, and like Canisteo Jasper, Canisteo Greenwood.
Yeah. Yeah. Next. Primarily what we're trying to focus on is in the village, but you know, it should cover beyond that.
We did a
similar project with Cohocton, which filled in quite nicely in that valley right there. So yeah, we're just trying to fill that valley.
Good. Cause there's a lot of dead spots over there.
So. Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. We have a motion and a second. Are there any other questions? If not, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Thank you.
Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So I'll move it.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries. We're adjourned.
All right. We need a couple of minutes for...